This is the program where we listen to people around the world and occasionally also listen to an elephant. That's a young male elephant trumpeting in Kenya's Aberdare National Park. The slaughter of elephants and the seizure of illegal ivory has soared to their highest level in decades. A growing market for ivory in Asia and haphazard wildlife protection in Africa have put elephant herds at risk throughout the African continent. NPR's John Burnett has the first of two reports from one of Africa's worst elephant killing grounds, Tanzania.
First of all, Tanzania matters. The East African country is one of the world's last great repositories of elephants. Perhaps 70 to 80,000 elephants roam this nation's immense sanctuaries. That may be a quarter of all African elephants. In colonial times, the Tanzanian island of Zanzibar held the largest ivory auctions in the world. Now only fish are sold that way. Today, Tanzania has regained its dark distinction. From 2009 to 2011, the country was the leading exporter of illegal ivory in the world. 37% of all elephant tusks seized by law enforcement came from Tanzania. Kenya is a close second. Indeed, this past weekend, customs officials in Hong Kong announced the seizure of nearly 4 tons worth of ivory hidden in 2 containers shipped from Indian Ocean ports in Tanzania and Kenya. Whether the ivory is merely transshipped through Tanzanian seaports or plundered from its parks is a point of contention. Conservationists say Tanzania has for years been one of Africa's worst elephant slaughterhouses. They blame it on authorities who are unable or unwilling to control poaching and trafficking. The government acknowledges there's a problem and says reforms are underway.
There's an enormous slaughter of elephants going on in Tanzania right now. Things are out of hand.
Ian Douglas Hamilton has been studying and protecting elephants in Africa for 47 years.
There's no protection in numbers for elephants any more than there was for bison in the last century when they were wiped out in America. So people shouldn't kid themselves.
Tanzania had been curiously mute over the massacre of its elephants until August, when an avuncular white-haired member of parliament announced this astounding figure. He was interviewed earlier this month.
30 elephants per day. At the end of the year, you are talking about 10,000 elephants killed.
30 dead elephants a day may actually be low, says James Limbelli, chairman of the Natural Resources Committee and a former National Parks official.
Move around this country where you have populations of elephants, carcasses everywhere.
I decided to go see for myself. 2 Maasai tribesmen in tire tread sandals use elaborate whistling to herd their cattle. They know this landscape of dry thornbrush and tawny grass intimately, so they lead us to a recent elephant kill on the Tanzania-Kenya border.
We just walked up on the carcass of a dead elephant. It was killed about 2 weeks ago. All that's left now is just this great leathery hide, gray on the outside, pink on the inside, decomposing on the savanna. The poachers hauled off the tusks. The villagers came and cut away all the meat and took the head. And this scene is being repeated again and again across Tanzania.
Poachers come in all types in Africa these days. Congo recently accused Ugandan soldiers of machine-gunning elephants from a military helicopter. Some poachers track jumbos on foot for days like big game hunters. Others use high-tech shortcuts. Robert Waltenberg manages Lake Chala Safari Camp, a small private game reserve where we found the carcass. It was one of 8 elephants killed here in recent weeks. Waltenberg believes his clients unintentionally target the animals when they post photos of big tuskers on social media, which is monitored by resourceful poachers.
For all the media sites, you know, Facebook, people's blogs, it's so easy to research on the internet. Just type in elephant sightings. Things will pop up.
According to the MIKE program, monitoring the illegal killing of elephants, poachers are responsible for 60 to 90% of elephant deaths in Tanzanian wildlife reserves. National parks like the Serengeti are better protected. Like other African countries, Tanzania is losing its elephants to poverty, poor administration, and corruption. First, a pair of big tusks is a year's income to a subsistence peasant. Second, wildlife rangers are ill-paid and demoralized, and punishment for a convicted poacher can be as little as a $13 fine. Third, individuals inside the Tanzania Ministry of Natural Resources have been selling out the nation's biological heritage that they were supposed to protect. In the last few months, the minister and top officials in the Wildlife Department were sacked for their roles in two scandals, taking bribes for the assignment of hunting blocks and allowing 116 live wild animals to be loaded onto a jumbo jet and smuggled out of the country to Qatar. The new minister, a former diplomat named Kamis Kagasheki, gets high marks from wildlife advocates. In his office in Dar es Salaam, Kagasheki is asked if the people in this building helped the poachers.
You know, there has been, of course, there have been corruption. We have difficulties, quite frankly.
His concern is echoed by an outspoken tour operator, Pratik Patel.
I think a lot more firing needs to be done. We know for a fact, the whole industry knows for a fact, that a lot of the wildlife department are involved, very much involved in poaching in the game reserves. Unfortunately, the wildlife department has, to some extent, been operating like an independent company.
It doesn't have to be like this. The natural resources minister admires his northern neighbor, Kenya, whose anti-poaching laws and wildlife service are much tougher on elephant killers. Kagasheki says he's trying to turn around the culture of the ministry he took over 5 months ago.
What I'm saying, we have to be stringent. We have absolutely no choice. These people are killing innocent animals with impunity. And when you look at this elephant, beautiful beast, harmless.
Conservationists are dubious of Tanzania's commitment to elephants. This month, Tanzania notified the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species that the country would like to sell off its 100-ton stockpile of confiscated ivory and downgrade the protection of elephants. The government says a one-off ivory sale will raise millions for wildlife protection. Conservationists say ivory sales just fuel the slaughter of more elephants. John Burnett, NPR News, Nairobi.
And this afternoon, on All Things Considered, John travels to an ivory poaching village. For more on these stories, go to npr.org.